Boys and girls didn't play together much. If the boys stay on one side of the schoolyard and the girls on another,
and
went to the lake.
Your father would tie ropes on a limb, and then you'd sit.
Swing.
Just a swing.
I got one out there. With a chain.
And a musical instrument that you would blow on, move back and forth.
Reed. Reeds.
Reed or.
You can do that with a squash stem. Yes, did you know that?
That's right.
I fixed them for my grandchildren with a squash stem.
And if you're
a cane, you can put it in a cane, put a little stopper in the cane.
And the same thing, only it's manufactured. What do you call that?
What?
Same thing, except it's manufactured.
Flute.
Mm-hmm. Well, less elegant than a flute. A
harmonica? No, I would have played the harmonica.
And if you hold something fixed and
beat it. That's juice hop.
Okay.
Juice hop, J-E-W-S, juice hop.
In your childhood, did they ever refer to toys as play pretties?
Yes.
How did they say it?
Get your play pretties out and go together, even if they're nothing but a bunch of cans. Get your play pretties out and go
together. Is that right? And, did you use, you told me that you used to dig red worms, right?
Do what?
That you used to dig red worms.
Yes.
And did you ever use small fish to go?
Goldfish?
No, yeah. These tiny as bait.
Yes, we bought them all together when we went to the Sardis Reservoir. We bought them, minnows, called them minnows.
And when you went to the reservoir, what did you use for a boat?
Use for what?
For a boat. Did you go out on a
boat? We had an agriculture teacher down here. Built us. We had an agriculture teacher. We had an all A-round school, and he built boats, and he built an Norwood one, and we had a motor.
I see. And before the motor,
we had
paddles too, but
eventually he bought a motor and put it in.
Evinrude motor. Yeah.
And
before then?
Yes, paddles is all you had.
And what did you call the boat?
Skiff canoe. But this was built a pretty big side boat. The backwaters from Sardis Reservoir were out, and he had the boat up that tide, chained and locked to a steel bar, and it was vacation time or something, the school was out, and he said, let's you and I go fishing. And he had when the youngest son was a baby, he'd had a heart attack, but he'd gotten over it, and I didn't think he had it anymore. And we got out, way out on the water, and that motor wouldn't run. I couldn't crank it. He couldn't crank it. He had a heart attack. And I never did care for fishing much. I liked to eat them, but I didn't like to fish much. And I tried to crank the motor and couldn't, and I paddled. I had two or three great big paddles in the boat, and I paddled. He lay back in the boat. And I paddled to shore. How I did it, I don't know, but I finally got to shore. And I tied the boat. And I dragged the motor up the hill. I don't know how I did it, but I did. And then I came back and helped him in the car. And he stayed in bed 6 weeks after he got home. And I've never been sent fishing since.
what did you call when... What's the process of getting the boat in the water? What do you call that?